It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 6th, 2018. Today is the birthday of French master magician Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin, born in Blois in central France in 1805. His innovative use of contraptions and electricity in his performances, as well as his attire and flair for performance, earned him the title the Father of Modern Magic. From 1816 to 1823, he attended school at the University of Orléans, where he studied law. However, after his graduation, he returned home to follow in his father's footsteps as a watchmaker. Yet fate had a different path in mind for the young man, who, after purchasing a set of books on clockmaking, returned home to discover that the shop clerk had mistakenly given him a package containing two books on magic. Intrigued, he not only kept the books, but pored over them, and spent hour upon hour teaching himself the fundamentals of illusion and sleight of hand. As his passion for magic deepened, he sought instruction from a local magician, who helped expand his talent to the point that he began to perform professionally, employing his mechanical expertise to build new inventions, some of which he would later incorporate into his act. One of his creations was a writing automaton that was ultimately purchased by American showman P.T. Barnum. In 1845, he opened a new magical theater in the 200-seat Palais Royal, his first in a long-running series of performances known as Soirée Fantastique, took place there in July of that year. Though well attended, the shows failed to win him much notoriety. However, with each subsequent performance, Robert Houdin refined his craft, developing a gift for presentation and introducing tricks and contraptions that won over the audiences that soon packed the place. His innovations included the perfection of mind-reading tricks, such as his second sight. He also developed a contraption that made his son appear to float off the ground, which he called his suspension by ether. In perhaps his most famous illusion, the marvelous orange tree, fruit appeared to grow on a small tree before the audience's eyes. He also became the first magician to use electricity in his act and eschewed the customary wizard's robes for the formal evening attire of the day, white tie and tails, complete with top hat and the iconic cape. As his fame spread, he traveled throughout Europe, astonishing crowds wherever he went and performing for such notables as King Louis-Philippe and Queen Victoria. Completing his final tour in 1855, he decided to retire from his career as a conjurer, returning to France and moving to a farm outside of Blois. Once he was back home, he devoted the remainder of his life to writing his memoirs, as well as books on magic. He also continued to work as an inventor, but the strain of the Franco-Prussian War, which took the life of one of his sons, also took its toll on the aging magician. He died of pneumonia on June 13, 1871, at age 65. Since his passing, Robert Houdin's innovations have inspired countless other magicians. Certainly the most notable example is Eric Weiss, who eventually took the name Harry Houdini in his honor and went on to become the most famous magician in history. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 6th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.